Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A beautiful Sunday to every one of us, and this is again a very good opportunity for us to come together and learn God's Word. And this time around, you know, I've been enjoying thus far the series that we've been having. And during the few sermons that we have had, we were kind of talking about, you know, integrity and accountability when it comes to stewardship. And I think one of the very heart of a steward and stewardship as it is the importance of keeping what has been said. Lagi ko po ito sinasabi sa aking mga, of course, minimenti. Iba yung sinasabi, iba yung ginagawa. Because most of the time, people would come and enjoin themselves into a commitment, you know, of mentor-mentee relationship, but in the end, finding themselves dropping out. So what is it today that is very important and somehow related to what has the olden days, okay, or leaders, prophets, sages in times of old has in common? It's actually what we call covenant. And the word covenant has something to do with two persons coming together into a mutual agreement and thus far keeping on the end of the covenant as it was stipulated or stated. So, pag-usapan po natin ngayon what it means to keep the covenant and honor the king as a result. So, let's continue on further with this particular argument in mind or discussion in mind. Let me begin with this statement, okay? Understand that obedience is the accelerant of, okay, the divine success. Now, I kind of you know, in a sense, qualify that, and not just success, but divine success. Meaning is, paano po natin mapag-iibayo at makikita po natin talaga yung tagumpay na hindi nagmumula sa sarili lamang nating pagsusumikap, pero kalakip po ang, kumbaga, ang pakikisama or pakikikumbaga ayon sa atin ng Panginoon. Now, of course, we know the story of Abraham. And look at this, in the book of James, as he has quoted this, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Now, makikita po natin yung relationship ni Abraham between, you know, him and God is not simply a relationship that was ordinary, that others would, of course, in times of old, would call the Sozomenti covenant, wherein it's a relationship between a king and a vassal, or a king and a servant. But more so, later on, we would see that, you know, the relationship between God and Abraham has escalated to more than just a relationship of a servant to a God. But now it has gone into a leveling up of becoming a friend of God. So kung titignan natin sa pagkataong ito, let's continue on and read our scripture for today found in the book of Genesis and chapter 22 verses 15 to 18. And look at this. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven the second time and said, okay, I swear by myself, okay, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely, look at this, bless you and make your descendants, and sabi niya, as numerous rather, as the stars in the sky and the sun in the seashore. And you can read on along as it is flashing your screens anyway. Na makikita po natin dito that God, you know, favored Abraham, or I'd like it to be said this way. Okay, Abraham found favor in God. Now, last week, if you were tuning in, last time around when I highlighted this particular truth in the vassal servant, you know, or the vassal servant and, you know, the suzerain relationship, yung pong stewardship, napakahalaga nun eh. Because a trustworthy steward is not only someone who is walking in integrity, okay, to honor his Lord, but serves also at the same time a testament to who his Lord is. At dito po makikita po natin na dahil po dun sa pagiging matapat ng isang lingkod, biniyayaan po siya ng Panginoon. And in this case, it was Abraham. And this particular thing that Abraham, you know, kind of willingly offered unto God and not withholding even the most important, probably, treasure, and if I could say possession of his life, his very own blood or flesh and blood, you know, his son, he did not withheld from the Lord. God accounted it. I like that part. Accounted it to him, not just simply an offering of a vassal to a suzerain or to a king, but it is perceived by God as beyond that. That led, you know, Abraham to enter into the inner sanctum of the very relationship that he has with God. And makita po natin ito, and God promised great blessings to Abraham, his family, and these blessings extended. No, let me take note of that again. You know, it's not only a blessing, it's blessings extended to all of his, okay, seed or progeny in that case. So kung titingnan po natin sa ating pagpapatuloy, you know, I'd like to kind of segue a little bit and tell you of a daring kind of, this is actually a testament to planning of two climbers, you know, that we today celebrate as the first climbers who free climbed the granite wall of Yosemite. And ito po is si Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen. And these climbers were actually dreaming and planning of a particular kind of mountain, not just mountain, but they call it today as free climbing, okay? They climbed the most difficult side of the granite wall in Yosemite Park, you know, called the Dawn Wall, where they established the world-breaking record to become the first individuals who free climbed that steep, okay, climb, you know, towering to around 3,000 feet. And I have a short clip that I'd like to share with you. Ito po yun. Now, look at that particular, you know, planning and the strategy that went on along. 7 years of planning, waiting, and the discipline paid off eventually when they were able to summit, you know, El Capitan's Dawn Wall as the first free climbers, you know, to kind of summit it, you know, and they went down to history as we know it. So, makikita po natin na sabi niya, this is not an effort to conquer, according to Kevin Jorgensen. This is not an effort to conquer. Okay, it's about, look at this, you know, an opportunity rather, okay, of reaffirming a dream. Okay, it's an opportunity where someone really, you know, desires something, you know, so bad that he would be willing to wait and wait, you know, even for the longest time to prepare until he achieves it. Now, that particular thing is a testament, you know, to an achievement. But we have to understand that at the same time, you know, in parallel comparison, God has a great dream also, you know, for man, especially man's redemption and the absolute freedom which Jesus, you know, completed when he climbed Calvary. Okay? Now, kung titingnan po natin dyan, for the first 2,000 years, God has been preparing the stage, kind of preparing the way, you know, to bridge the gap, you know, eventually, you know, that was sealed by Jesus. And because of Christ, as we, you know, commonly put it into an axiom, Christ's pain, your gain. And with that particular thing in mind, I'd like to continue on na, you know, everything has a purpose. Nothing in this world just came on, you know, randomly or was created randomly. Yet everything came with, you know, in agreement with the purpose of God. And one thing that you need to understand is that you have to learn that your purpose is connected with the God who loves you and created you. So let me begin with this. Let's begin our talk today, you know, simply with the first point that you have to learn how to connect not only your purpose, but to use your purpose as something to honor God with. Okay? And last week, we kind of talked about this again, this particular verse that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Because that is the only way, and that is the best way for one person, you know, to really not just reconnect himself to whatever God has intended to accomplish in his life, but more so that is the best way for you to make sense of your purpose. Because the more you honor God, the more you love God, the more you surrender to the will of God, the more God's purpose becomes relevant and real to you. And with that in mind, kailangan po nating maintindihan na pag ang ating pong simulain or yung kumbaga yung saysay ng ating buhay ay nakatuon or nakaangkla sa Panginoon, magbabago po, no, yung ating priority, magbabago po yung ating mga pananaw. And dati-rati, you know, we are concerned with the things of the world simply as a common person would do. You know, that we are in the pursuits of things that are related to this world. We begin to understand that our priority shifts towards God. If before we were just pursuing something that benefits us, this time we are even willing to give up that particular pursuit and to pursue now the thing that God has called us to do. I call that shifting priority. And your priority in life determines actually, okay, what you value most in life. And man's greatest privilege and pursuit ought to be focused on making God, okay, great in his life. You know, just like prophet John the Baptist, you know, as some would call it, okay, that Lord, sabi ni John, you must increase and I must decrease. The priority is making God, you know, priority over our lives. And I think as Christians, you should know that already, not only in mind, but more so in heart, that God has called you with a distinct purpose. And that is your greatest, you know, pursuit in your life. Okay? A God-honoring life, tandaan po natin to, a God-honoring life, you know, will find favor and meaning, value at the same time, when he aligns with God's plan. Nakikita po natin yung saysay, yung inam, yung lalim, at, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not, life is not gonna be measured by what we own, but life is gonna be measured with who God is to our life. So, as we continue on, for the last 30 years that I have served the Lord, you know, I am not in the best of situation always. I find myself, you know, fumbling or stumbling or even complaining at times. And I will not deny those things. But I realize that because it was clear with me, okay, that the purpose that God has set for me is something that is far greater and bigger than life, I thank God for the grace, you know, and the strength that he has given me to press on. Because the next thing that you need to understand is not only God, you know, be honored in your purpose or in your purposes that he has set apart for you, but that learn to honor God with your pursuit. Alam mo, minsan alam natin yung gawin ng Diyos para sa buhay natin. Like Jonah. I mean, Jonah, if you know Jonah, you know, I mean, God called him to declare to Nineveh, how wicked they are, and so that they may hear of God's impending judgment and perhaps have a change of heart. You know, Jonah was reluctant. Instead of going to Nineveh, he kind of went south to Tarsus, and ran away from God. But in the end, of course, as we know the story of Jonah, and this is a favorite Sunday school story, that he was like thrown on board, overboard, I should say, the ship, and was swallowed by a fish, and only to be spewed into where he was running from. Alam nyo, hindi po natin pwedeng takbuhan ang panawagan ng Diyos sa buhay natin. As I would always say, you can never oppose God, you can only be for God. Okay? And some of us, perhaps, God has been beckoning, has been prompting you to serve Him, but we are afraid, we are intimidated, we are unsure. But you have to understand that, hey, growth does not take overnight. Growth, actually, our discipleship, the calling of God in our life, is a calling for a lifetime. I am 30 years now in ministry, 34 years to be exact, and I am still learning new things, with regards to how God has decided or, has prompted me to take my journey, and I just take my journey one step at a time. Now, look at this. Unless the Lord builds the house, the book of Psalms says, sabi niyo, those who labor, those who build, rather, labor in vain, and unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Now, this is a very good paraphrase or phrase that, let us know na kahit na ano pong gawain natin sa buhay natin, magsumikap tayo, pero sa bandang huli, uuwi lang tayo ng pagod at wala pong masyadong asenso o pag-usad na nakikita sa buhay natin. Kahit na magbantay tayo ng magbantay, sa bandang huli, wala ding itong kahihinatnan kung liban na lamang kung ang Diyos kasama natin sa ating pong mga gawi sa buhay. Now, look at this. You have to understand that when it comes to pursuits, don't just do it randomly. Plan with God. Alam nyo, nakakalungkot na ang daming mga kabataan ngayon, ang daming mga relationships ngayon, ang dami pong mga career ngayon nag-fail. Kasi bakit? Baligtad po eh. We first kind of plan according to our own desires or personal pursuits. Tayo po naiinganyong pumasok sa isang relationship, tayo po ay naiinganyong, kumbaga, mag-apply sa isang trabaho, and then pag tayo nasa process na ng application o nasa process na tayo ng relationship, saka po natin ipag-pray na, Lord, sana i-bless mo po itong relationship na to, sana po i-bless mo ang trabaho ko. Man, that's too late. In fact, before you even endeavor to enter into a relationship, before you even endeavor to come into a particular career decision, include God in the process. Ganun lang po para hindi ka magkamali. To allow God to first be ahead of you. Never be ahead of God. Because when you do that, God will just allow you to go through on with it and find yourself hurt. I mean, it's not because, God is like, God who is, He's just looking down from a celestial being who's egotistical and would just like to kind of, watch you find yourself into ruin. No, hindi po. Pero malimit kasi, mas nauuna po tayo, pinangunahan natin. No? We go ahead of what God has intended for us and thus far find ourselves hurting in the process. No, understand this. Many are the plans of man. Okay, the wisdom literature author would say. But it is the Lord's will that prevails. Now, meaning to say, success is not absolutely dependent on skill and ability, but on God and His grace and man's submission to the God he serves. So, consider your pursuits. Don't just plan, out of sporadic or, kumbaga, out of excitement and random thoughts and napasubo ka na, wala ka nang magawa. No, you can still pray. Friends, don't ever find yourself in error by discounting God in the plan. Many are the plans of man. Sabi po sa book of Proverbs, as I've said a while back. But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Huwag mo nang paguri ng sarili mo. Huwag ka nang magbaka sakali. but rather include God in your plans. With God, sabi niya, you become the greatest possibility with Him. Of course, nothing is impossible. When we team up with God, okay, we join ourselves with the greatest company and the grandest opportunity. So, as we continue on, no? The most, another important thing apart from aligning your passion or your pursuits, your purpose with God and your pursuits, also allow your passion to be God-honoring. Pastor, ano yung passion? Yung pong mga bagay na nagpapatibok ng puso natin. Something that gives us excitement. Something that makes us like kind of alive. Right? And, you know, I remember Paul who said this, you know, in one of his epistles. Fight the good fight of faith. Okay? Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you were made. Your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Ibig sabihin, alam nyo, when your pursuits are in alignment with God, it is not only good for you, but it serves as a witness, a testament to those that are around you. At when they look at you, they don't just simply see you, but they see the hand of God working in your life. So, makikita po natin in our journey, it may not always be comfortable. God did not ask you to journey comfortably. You know, God just assures you of a sure destination. And this is more about perfection. When I talk about perfection, this is not in the context of perfection like God, that hindi ka nagkakamali at wala kang pagkukulang. But when I say perfection, is maturity. And one thing about maturity does not happen overnight. Maturity is a constant and continuous grinding process. It's not easy. And let me say this to you. Serving God is not easy. Because sometimes God will allow you to go through deep valleys. The only difference is this. You are not gonna be alone. Now, without God, you will still go through deep valleys. Alam nyo, maglingkod ka o hindi sa Panginoon, give yourself or commit yourself to God or not, you're still gonna go through difficulties and trying times and valleys in your life. But you are alone. The only difference when you give your life to God, when you commit to the very purposes of God, you will still go through deep valleys. You will still go to, you know, difficulties in your life. You will still be tested. Pero ang pagkakaiba po, kasama mo ang Diyos. And with God, rest assured, nothing is impossible. So, serving God, sabi niyo ito, is something that is intentional. You know, and ought to be vibrant. Because, you know, with regards to that, you can be rest assured that if God is with us, no one can be against us. So, as we kind of continue on, remember this, okay? God made you, okay, on purpose for a purpose. Ibig sabihin, hindi po nagkataon, talagang may plano ang Panginoon sa'yo. There is not an accidental human being. You have, okay, understand this. You have to bring the kingdom of God outside the walls of the church, okay, and into the community and the world. God did not randomly just allow you to come and pass, no. Hindi ka po naparito para lang dumaan. Naparito ka dahil may saysay, may plano ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. You are heaven's actually, you know, offensive, no? Okay, you are heaven's offensive and hell's nightmare. Understand that? You know, na alam nyo, marami pong hadlang at balakid na darating sa buhay mo dahil nga may mainam na plano ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. And finally, understand this. Honor God with your practice. Not only with your passion, hindi lamang nakikita sa iyo yung init mo na naglilingkod sa Panginoon, pero sa araw-araw na gawain mo sa buhay, nakikita po ang kabutihan ng Panginoon. You're a constant testimony or testament to how good God is. Now, understand this, however. God is able, I love this, to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. This is something that we need to claim and possess. The Bible promises that we have and we will have all that we need so that every time, you know, we will abound you know, in good works. So as we continue on, now going back to the climbers a while back, okay, that I talked about, the first climbers who free climbed, okay, the Dawn Wall in Yosemite Park, known as the El Capitan, okay. So makikita po natin doon that they planned it for the longest time. They did not give up. They planned to be exact 7 years, climb for, if I'm not mistaken, you know, around 29 days climbing, no? But they did not allow, okay, the obstacles and the hardship to deter them until they were able to summit. I mean, that is a very good testament of perseverance, you know, and the practice and the discipline that they had. But mind you, that is also something that should inspire us as Christians, not as climbers, but as Christians. Imagine yourself climbing the spiritual wall, the spiritual journey, okay? And you are free climbing. And the only thing that holds you from falling, okay, just like, you know, the guys that climbed, no? Is the safety of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you will fall, but you will not fall all the way because the power and the presence of God will hold you all together until you are able to summit. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, may mga bagay sa buhay natin na hindi natin kayang pagtagumpayan ng tayo lamang. We need the very help of God. And understand this, God is your provider. God is going to provide the strength. God is going to provide the wisdom. God is going to provide you the resources. Because God is the giver of all gifts. Especially according to James, all perfect and good gift comes from God. And possessions, one ought to understand this. Learn how to give back and to glorify God with such, okay, gifts. God is giving us gifts or will give us gifts. Use it for His glory. And as we do that, we not only honor God, but at the same time, okay, allow ourselves to be receivers as well. And I love this. Philippians, okay, chapter 4 says this, "And my God will supply all your need," verse 19, okay, "according to His riches," okay, or "according to the riches," rather, "of His glory in Christ Jesus," okay? Now, this is not in proportion to what we commonly know as the proportionate way, you know, that we would. Alam niyo po, ang pagiging generous ng Panginoon is a million times more, perhaps greater or more beyond measure, according to Paul, than what you expect. So, you know, partnering with God, honoring God, serving God, is a win-win situation for us. So, sa bandang huli, as we continue to talk about this and talk about honoring God and honoring the covenant, the moment you give your life to the Lord, God will honor your covenant and He will surely keep His end. So, as we close, if you are not working on your dream to be a reality, you will be working for someone else's to make their dream a reality. Hindi ka po tinawag na sidekick forever. You are not called to be on the side for the rest of your life. God is planning something great in your life. And all you have to do is join Him. Let me say that again. All you have to do is join Him. Enter into that covenant relationship with God. Allow Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life. Allow Him to be the one to lead you. Just like what the song would say, Jesus is the center of it all. And as you do that, you can be rest assured that you will be in a journey, okay, regardless of how difficult it may be, a journey that's gonna end up in victory. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this beautiful morning that we have had. Or to some others that are watching probably in the evening or in the afternoon, I pray just the same. As they are watching, bless their heart. I pray that you would begin to speak to them truth of your word. And I pray that they would continue to make sense of their purpose, their calling, their pursuits in life. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of receiving your word. We receive it in our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed the message today. I pray that you would continue to grow more in the Lord, and let's continue to reach people, transform lives. God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.